Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Not Quite a Wife by Mary Jo Putney, narrated by Stephen Crossley.
Chapter 1. James, Lord Kirkland, owned a shipping fleet and half a fashionable London gaming house, and was a darkly effective spymaster in the shadow war between Britain and Napoleon's France. He was seldom self-indulgent, except when his business took him to the port city of Bristol as it had done today. He met with the captain of his ship, deciphered the letter the captain had brought, and gave it to a courier to carry back to London with all due haste. Then he dismissed his assistant, saying that he preferred to walk back to the inn where they were staying. The late spring afternoon sunshine and warmth made his words plausible, though rain, ice, or snow wouldn't have stopped him. For these brief minutes, he wouldn't think about his business or his covert work or the possible undesirable outcomes to various plans or potentially lethal threats to his agents. Instead, he'd remember and grieve for what he'd lost. The day had warmed up considerably while he conducted his business on shipboard. If he were private, he'd strip off his coat and hat and work in his shirt sleeves. Ah, well, he'd be back at the inn soon enough. Now he tormented himself with the knowledge that she lived only a few streets away. He savoured the bittersweet thought that in minutes he could knock on her door. She might open it herself. She was never one for ceremony, and they'd be face to face again. Would her lustrous bronze hair have darkened? Would her misty sea eyes be blue or grey? His mouth twisted at the knowledge.